And this fight, coming up right now, promises to be a bloodbath. This fight, sanctioned by the Courage Boys, the Morning Musers, and the three of us are up here in the booth right now. I'm Spank Miller with Jub Jub and Gordo.
Good to be with you guys.
Good to be with you.
And this is our fight between a Yankee and a Dixie. Now, we got an email from the Yankee, first of all, saying that he can whoop any Texan, any Southerner.
So he Texans said, are soft,
yeah, he
of
said
all things.
We're soft, so bring it on. So we found a Dixie to fight him. And let's go to our ring reporter,
Snake,
Corby Davidson, to meet the two fighters.
I'm assuming that this is the Yankee that I'm leaning towards because the guy's got the red shirt on over here. Are you the Yankee?
That's right.
What is your name?
Kyle.
Kyle, where are you from originally?
Black River, New York.
What is your... Oh, no.
Yeah, we knew the crowd was going to hate him. Get a rope.
What is this angst you have against the South? Why is your hatred? Did you hook up with a bad girl that gave you VD from down here?
Oh,
that's
boy.
How mama brought me up.
That's how your mama brought you... Mama.
With VD.
That's right.
My mom injected VD in me.
Now, how long you live down here in the South?
That.
2 agonizing years.
Why did you move down here for work?
Yes.
Where do you work?
Siemens.
Oh, no. Wait. Ask him again where he works.
Hang on, I didn't hear you. Where do you work?
That's Siemens.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Okay. Let's go over here.
But
to
you know
Southerner.
What? Look at that schnoz on that Yankee. You can break that thing easy.
Yeah, and he's got real bad teeth, too, and he's not in really good shape, and I don't understand why he's so...
He's a noise
cocky.
Talker. Huge noise talker.
Let's go over here to our Southerner.
Yeah!
Boy, if this comes down to a decision, the Yankee is doomed.
No kidding.
Do you understand that your honor, the honor of everybody out here, the honor of this entire region, this entire, what I still consider to be a country on your shoulders?
Hell yeah.
he's not real articulate.
That's okay.
Now, have you ever had any angst or had any words with somebody from north of the Mason-Dixon?
Yeah, I dated a crazy girl up from Boston one time. That was a bad idea.
Fair enough. He dated a crazy northern bitch. I like it. Drinking.
That was a good
I
story.
I like it a lot.
Hey, Corby's out of beer.
Ask him about his Texas tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a Texas tattoo? Oh, yeah. The official. When did you get that made?
2 years ago.
So it wasn't this week when you found out you were fighting this Yankee bastard?
This guy has Texas pride.
Got it 2 years ago because I wanted to represent some Texas pride.
Yeah, well, you've really done Texas well with your strong dialect. So anyway, let's go South and let's go America.
All right, thank you, Corby.
I got to agree with the Yankee. If that guy's the representative, then Texas look a little soft.
Boy, the crowd is filing in here nicely. Official
look
attendance tonight, 19,776.
19,000.
To all the P1s.
Oh. That's what sales called it.
And let's go now to our ring announcer, Rich Phillips.
Our next bout brought to you by the AM Morning Muser Courage Boys. It is the Yankees versus the South. First, out of the red corner, at 5'10", 165 pounds. He's originally from Black River, New York. He's a Yankee, Kyle Korman.
Look at that girl.
I'm going to have sex with her.
Sniffer TT.
Fighting out of the blue corner at 5'10", 170 pounds. He's the pride of the South from scenic Argyle, Texas.
Ooh.
Ryan Rooley.
Yeah, this guy's got a wings from Argyle. Oh, somebody take the mic away from Rich.
All right, guys, quickly, who do you like, John?
I'm going to go with the Texan because he's from Texas and he's from Argyle.
Why is George holding up his Go North pennant?
No, I'm for the South, brother.
All right, the bell sounds, and we are underway. They're just staring at each other. Now a couple of punches are thrown. The middle of the ring. Nice exchange there with the Yankee.
The
Yankee got a couple in there.
A good one.
The Yankee's a little quicker.
Yeah, he's dancing.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Nice jab by the Yankee.
But I think this Southern's going to line him up here in a second.
The Yankees.
Oh, dear God.
Southerner's in trouble.
A flurry by the Yankee, a combination to the face of the Southerner.
Where's his dumb Southern strength?
Yeah, he's supposed to have the strength of like 10 mules or something.
It's starting to look like Pickett's charge here.
Now they're kind of feeling each other out. Now they're feeling each other up. This is interesting.
I knew that line was going to happen.
And now they're cycle sisters.
Hey, the Yankees hitting low.
And that's the end of round one.
I don't know.
I like this fight. I like it a lot.
I'm going to score that one to the Yankee, I believe.
Yeah. You're a traitor.
Hey,
and a race trainer.
No, I'm a reporter, and an honest one at that.
Yeah, oh, maybe a slight edge to the north.
Hang on. She's girl's getting in the ring.
Gross. Corby, stop.
What?
He's like falling around sniffing her from behind.
God, either.
By the way, you can watch these fights on Time Warner Cable.
Right now?
Channel 185, Time Warner Cable Sports, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Check your local listings.
Please, do they edit out our comments? I hope
no.
they go back through and edit out some.
They've got to.
Here she comes.
Hopefully
she comes.
Corby's.
All right, watch Corby.
This won't be on TV.
I got the rope. Here you go. Switch.
Oh, God.
Jeez. What's wrong with you?
There's the bell. Here's round two. The Yankee and the Southern. Oh, a nice touch of gloves.
He said you weren't his sister.
The Southerner is more aggressive
yes,
this
he
round.
Is.
He knows he's
got to. The Yankees covering up. He's covering up like a girl.
Oh, there goes the mouthpiece.
Knocked his mouthpiece out. Whoa, we got to stop
this. Lost the mouthpiece.
And the bell sounds. We're going to have a timeout for the mouthpiece retrieval.
That was the Southerner's mouthpiece that went flying a good 20 feet out of the ring.
Guys, it looks like the mouthpiece has fallen out.
Thank you, Corby.
The Yankee knocked the damn hell mouthpiece out of the damn mouth.
He said he's never called your mother.
Time back in, and here we go. Ooh, a nice right by the Southerner.
Ooh.
The Yankees against the ropes now. The Southerner may have something.
Got him in
an uppercut. Another uppercut.
He's making history.
Well, I don't know about that, but the Yankees coming back now. With
the Southerner lands two.
A legitimate shot by the Southerner.
This is a bloodbath.
He's bleeding!
The Yankee's back on his feet now.
The Yankee has a cut on his giant Yankee nose.
See, we talked about that.
And there's the bell, and maybe, just maybe, the Yankee has bitten off more than he can chew as he goes down in that round.
Wow.
Maybe with that big nose, you can smell a little bit of states' rights, huh?
Yeah, definitely round two to the south there.
No doubt about that. And as we mentioned, if this goes to a decision, the Yankee has no chance. So basically, he's got to knock him out in this round.
Anyone for I Wish I Was in the Land of Cotton. Old time love is not forgotten. Look away. Look away.
How drunk is he?
So drunk.
Drinking again, Mike.
I thought this wasn't going to happen tonight.
All right, we're about to start the third and final round of this bloodbath.
At least last year he didn't embarrass us.
Consider his heritage.
Here we go. It's Kyle the Yankee and Ryan the Southerner. One final round to decide it all.
Aim for that monolith sticking off his face.
A right that misses by the Southerner. Another right that misses.
Oh, no.
The Yankee lands a combination, but nothing too hard. Now some... Oh, the Southerner
like
wildly swinging. The Yankee looks tired. The Yankee is tired, I believe.
It's a battle of the wilderness right
the
now.
The Yankee just touched me. Oh. Yuck.
Ooh, did he get his Yankee juice on you?
Yes, all over me.
The Southerner had the shot.
The Yankee goes down against the ropes.
Down goes the Union.
The Yankee is sitting on the ropes, and Lawrence is giving him the 10 count.
Let's see if
he can respond.
Don't give him a 10 count.
Will he get up?
He's sitting
It's
over.
This fight is over.
Knockout. The South has won again.
This bloodbath is history.
Oh, ask him if he thinks Southern is a soft now.
Yeah, Kyle.
Let's go to our ring announcer, Rich Phillips, for the official decision.
That the South does rise again. Our winner by knockout 33 seconds into the third round. Out of Argyle, it's Ryan Rooley.
And the crowd is happy with that.
Chance of Yankees suck.
Corby, let's talk to our winner.
This is amazing. This is one of the great moments that this region has ever seen.
Does he know he reversed the Civil War tonight?
You realize that we have just won the Civil War because of you.
It's a great nation. We're glad to help us out.
What?
I'm sorry.
He can't talk, but that's okay. He can fight.
That one-room schoolhouse didn't do him any favors.
He's
on that
not here to take an English
Were you like Danny? Did you have livestock in your school?
No.
Okay, now talk about your strategy here, because he was giving it to you pretty good early, but you turned it around.
I was sitting there and I was trying to wait for my openings. And
what?
They oh even gosh. Told me in the corner that I just need to go.
Let's just say that he's the winner and not listen to him talk.
Hey, come on.
The South has risen again.
Interview the loser.
Yeah, let's talk to the Yankee. He's receiving medical treatment right now.
Yeah, he is.
It's
like
my best over there.
Yeah, it's like hitting him, you know, like a whole thing.
He's made of iron. Oh, no, no, you don't leave. Don't leave. Don't leave. We got to talk to you.
Yeah, okay, all right. Nice.
All right, what's up, Kubi? Yeah. What's happening there?
All right, you're bloodied. You have a cut above your nose. You are now eating the shame of all the Yankees in the crowd. How does it feel?
Feels all right. I got in there. Did my best.
He's a pretty tough kid, wasn't he? Did you understand when you fight somebody from the South who's that uneducated that it's like fighting 1,000 chimpanzees?
I do now.
Will you ever put down the South again?
Undecided.
I don't like this one bit.
I thought he learned his lesson.
I love Texas. Texas is great.
He loves Texas! Yeah. Oh, no, you're getting no sympathy. Go take care of that nose.
Everybody wins.
It's very bloody and aging.
Huge it is.
Wow, what a fight. I promised a bloodbath, and they delivered. He leaves the round bloodied.
Man, who's this Charles Bukowski guy that's walking around here?
Yeah, you know.
We have time to interview him if you want to. No, that's okay. Let's move the fight night along.
Yeah.
All right, thank you to Kyle and Ryan.
Thank you,
Yankee
Greg.
Versus Dixie.
Appreciate
the fight
your
won
courage.
By the Dixie in another knockout. That's now five knockouts tonight.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's an all-time high for Corona Ticket Fight Night.